let's get going. We are learning Siman Kuf Kof Dalad Sif Chaf. I'm substituting for the Rav tonight and tomorrow night. Mit Hashem. So we're learning now about how to answer Amen, or should we say we're learning how to not answer Amen. We'll have here a Mechaber, four different ways that a person should not answer Amen. I want to be makdim a little bit to Braisa in the Gemara in Brachis Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says as follows, Ein oinen le amen chatufa. We don't answer an amen chatufa. We'll see the definition in the Shulchan Aruch soon. Le amen kitufa, and not an amen kitufa, which also we'll see everything without Hashem, the definitions. Le amen yisayma. Le yizrek bracha mipiv. So there's four types of amenin that the Gemara says we shouldn't say. An amen chatufa, an amen kitufa, and an amen yisema, and also you shouldn't be zayrik the bracha mipiv. Then the Gemara says something that is very hair-raising. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, kola oine, amen yisema, whoever is oine, an amen yisema, we'll see exactly what that is, but if he answers an amen yisema, you, ban of yisema, rachman otzlan, his ban will be yisema. Chatufa, if he's oine and amen chatufa, then yischatfu yamav, his life will be grabbed away, rachman otzlan. And kitufa, if he enters an amen kitufa, yischatfu yamav, his life will be cut short, rachman otzlan. And then to the contrary, we call a marich ba'amen, a person who's marich and amen, marichen loy yamav ushnoisa, then they give him ariches yamim v'shanim. So Amar de Kazakh, what's talui in the kayach of an amin, and saying it properly. So now, what are these inyanim, these aminim, amin chatufa, and amin kitufa, and amin yesema, and amin kitsara, what is this? So let's see the mechaber. Lo yane sifches, lo yane amin chatufa. A person shouldn't say an amin that is chatufa. There's two definitions over here, what an amin chatufa is. One is that it's a lashon of a chataf, which means a shva, and the other is it's a lashon of to be chaytef, like chaytef netamatzis, to grab the amin. So lo yane amin chatufa, dainu kilu ha'alef nekuda bechataf. You shouldn't pronounce it as if it's with a chataf imain, with a shva imain. V'chein shel yachtef v'mayer lanois, so he shouldn't grab it. He shouldn't chap the amen, which means to answer it before the mevarik, before the person who's making the bracha finishes his bracha. Koidem shiyisayim hamevarik. So that's an amen chatufa. We have here two definitions, either a lashon chataf, a shva, that he shouldn't say it as if it's nekuda imen, it's amen with a kamet, and also he shouldn't grab the amen, he shouldn't say the amen before the mevarik finishes the bracha, which that a person has to be careful when he's listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Sometimes the Shliach Tzibur, even if he's got a good voice, but sometimes he's not medactic, and he'll stretch out the end of a word as he's saying the chasim of the bracha, and the person that's paying attention will notice sometimes the Tzibur, Rachman al-Tzan, is nechshol, that they'll answer before. A person has to be paying attention. He has to be paying attention. Make sure that he hears the end of the word of the chazan before he answers. And if he's a chazan, he has to make sure that he doesn't schlep out the word to be makshal the tzibur. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah up to this point. We'll go each amen as we encounter them. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chavtet. He says one shouldn't say the amen with a chataf means with a shva. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chavtet. Pirish b'shva, v'hu adin shel yomar amin b'shar nekudes. He shouldn't say amin with different nekudes. Any mispronunciation of the word loses the kavana of the word. We'll see that amin is a lashon emuna. He believes in what the mevarich is saying. And if he mispronounces it, so then he loses the meaning of the word. So he shouldn't say it with a shva, that's the mechaber. Also, he shouldn't say it b'shurik. He shouldn't say umein. Obviously, if he's chassidish, so that's a comment. But if he says... If he says with a shuruk and he normally pronounces a comment as a ah, then that's a mispronunciation. He says oimen or omen. That's also a mispronunciation of the word. Okay, gavnet or anything like that, anything that changes the sound of the word from the meaning of amuna. Ki b'chol zeh ein mashmois pirushay lashon ha manas devarim. in any of these ways of changing, it won't sound like Muna in what he's hearing. Ella Yikra Aleph the Kamet Gadol. Correct pronunciation is Amen with a Kamet Gadol. And the second definition we had of a Chataf, an Amen Chatufa, was that he grabbed it before the Chazan finished saying the words. He said Amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Kaidim shiyasayim ratzlamar shiyamtin." A person has to wait ad shiyasayim hashliach tibur kol ateva achreina legamri. That the shliach tibur has to completely finish the last word of the bracha before he answers amen. So sometimes it takes a little patience and a little attentiveness for a person to hear the chazan correctly, but that person should be medactic in this. He shouldn't say an amen chatufa. V'yesh anashim shemaschilim lanleis boit shashliach tibur oined adayim bechatzi teva. There are people that are impatient and they answer the chazan while he's still in the middle of the last word of the bracha. It's an asr. It's an isr. You're not allowed to do it. It's an amen chatufa. Rachman otzlan. So we have here Amin Chatufa, we had two definitions, either it's Chatufa, it's with a Chataf, with a Shva, or it's Chatufa, it's a Gechapt, it's a grabbed Amin. He said it too fast before the Mavarak finished the last word of the Bracha, and these are Aser, it's an Amin Chatufa. Now let's go further, we're going to have an Amin Ketufa. Amin Ketufa also has two definitions. The first definition, a Ketufa means to cut. Cut off. It's an amen that's cut off. There's two ways to define amen ketufa. The first definition is it's cut off. He didn't pronounce the word properly. The mechaber will have, he didn't enunciate the nun. He said amen. He didn't say the nun clearly. So it's cut off. And then there'll be another definition we'll see in the parentheses, the Ramah adds, that is also called an amen ketufa. If he cuts it in half, he separates the pronunciation of the aleph from the mem nun. He says amen. So he cut it. He cut that amen. So that's called an amen ketufa. Let's see that inside. V'chein l'yana amen ketufa. He shouldn't say an amen ketufa. D'hainu shemachaser kriyat ha-nun. He cuts off the kriya of the nun. He doesn't pronounce it correctly. He doesn't enunciate. He doesn't pronounce it clearly. V'hein l'yimaitziya b'peh shatei nikeres. He doesn't enunciate. And then the other one in parentheses, gam lo yapsik be'emsa amila, he shouldn't stop in the middle of the word. There's no Mishnah Berurah on this, but the Bir Lacha points out that even though the Mechaber gave the example that he cut off the nun, amei, and he didn't enunciate the nun, the truth is if any time he doesn't enunciate the word clearly, if he doesn't enunciate the mem, or he doesn't enunciate the aleph, either way, and this really is beferish in the Torah says that an amen Ketufa is that he's not mechatecha oisiyos b'sfasav. He doesn't cut the words with his lips. He doesn't pronounce it clearly. So that we have now two definitions of an amen chatufa. It's either a chataf or he grabbed it. Then we have two definitions in amen ketufa. He cut it off either by not pronouncing it clearly or he cut it in half. And now we're up to amen yesayma. Amen yesayma, the kitzer, has two definitions. The kitzer of the first definition, this is the kitzer nimratz, it's a shtikal arichus, but the kitzer nimratz is that he didn't hear the bracha. Yesayma means it doesn't have an av ve'em. So the av ve'em of the bracha is that the mevarech is making a bracha, and this amen is yesayma. He didn't hear the bracha. Now, why is he saying amen? He hears other people saying amen. So that's the first definition of an Amin Yesayma. We'll have many more details about this B'zeh Hashem shortly. But before we say that, let's just say the other definition of Amin Yesayma. The other definition of Amin Yesayma is he doesn't answer it right away. The Avudram says that if a person waits more than Kedei Dibur, or if the Chazan goes weiter in the next bracha, and he didn't answer in time, so that's called an Amin Yesayma. It doesn't have an Av Ve'im. It's separate. It's not mechubur to the bracha that was said. Oh, you're asking a wonderful question. I'm going to address that right now. So now, let's go back to that first definition. We have to spend a little bit more time on it to give a little bit of a hagdama. We said that the definition of an amen yesayma is that it doesn't have an avayim. It didn't hear the bracha. Now, the big question that Rishonim asked, which is what somebody here in the Shir asked tonight, is that the Gemara in Sukkah says clearly that there was a shul in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, that was Kifli Kifloyim, Shal Yotze Mitzrayim. There were millions of people in this shul, and it was a tremendous shul, and you couldn't hear the Chazan. So they had a system in the shul before they had microphones that they would wave a flag. And when they would wave the flag, people would see that it was time to answer Amen, and they would answer Amen. And that was the system in Alexandria Shul Mitzrayim. Now, Khan Shailaben, here all the Rishonim ask, what are you telling me that it's called an Amen Yisayimu if you didn't hear the bracha? Here the Gemara says clearly that there was this shul where they didn't hear the bracha. They waved the flags and everybody said Amen. So what's going on? There are two main ways to answer this question, which we'll see more or less is going to be the Mechaber and the Rama. The first way to answer this question is, we'll call it the Shita of the Aruch, which is brought in Tosfos in Sukkah, or the Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina also says this, that there's another condition to be an Amen Yisayimu. He didn't hear it, that's clear, but he's mechuyev in the bracha. If he's mechuyev in the bracha, he was trying to be yaitse with the bracha, and he didn't hear it, so then it's usher for him to answer Amen. Which is a little bit difficult to understand. For many times I learned this, I didn't know what it was talking about. And then Baruch Hashem, I found the Bir Lacha. It seems he was also bothered by this question. So what? So he's mechuyev in the bracha, then it's called Amen Yisayim. If he's not mechuyev in the bracha, it's not called Amen Yisayim. The Bir Lacha says that if a person is trying to be yaitse the bracha, he's listening, he's mechuyev, he's trying to be yaitse the bracha, and then he didn't do it properly, he didn't hear the bracha. So that, Chazal said, he shouldn't answer Amen on that bracha. He was mekalkel, he made it worse by trying to, since he's trying to be yaitse, and he's just a second, he's trying to be yaitse, and then he didn't do it properly, so he shouldn't answer Amen. Fine. So that is the first definition of the Amen Yisayimah, and this has a chumra, namely, that if he's mechuyev, even if he knows what the bracha is, that he's supposed to be answering, but since he didn't hear it, and he's mechuyev to hear, he's trying to be yaitse, it's called an Amen Yisayimah. And it also has a kula, namely, that if he's not mechuyev in the bracha, somebody's making a shahakol, and he walks in the room, a bunch of people answer Amen, and he doesn't know what the person said, it was a shahakol, a mezainis, a shayata, he doesn't know what's going on, he just hears people answering Amen, but he's not mechuyev in the bracha, he's not trying to be yaitse the bracha. So then, even though he doesn't know what the bracha is that he's answering Amen to, he's permitted to answer Amen. That's according to the Shita Sa'aruch, the Shita Sa'talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. It has a Chumra and a Kula. The Chumra is that if he's Mechuyev in the bracha, even if he knows what he's answering, it's us to answer. And the Kula is that if he's not Mechuyev in the bracha, then it doesn't matter that he doesn't know what he's answering. He may answer. In other words, everything depends on whether he's Mechuyev or not. Fine. And in this shita, we're going to discuss if listening to Chazarat HaShatz is called Mechuyev B'davar or not called Mechuyev B'davar. This is a machlokas. The Mechaber holds that it is not called Mechuyev B'davar, and there are achronim that are machmer that it is called Mechuyev B'davar. Now, the second mahalik in the Rishonim is very simple. In Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, the reason why it didn't make a difference that they heard the bracha or not was because they were holding cheshbon, they counted on their fingers, this is the first bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha, they knew which bracha they were up to, and then when they were answering Amen, they knew, even if they didn't hear it, it's Amen on Magen Avram, it's Amen on Mechayim Esim, it's Amen on Akel HaKadosh, so he knows that which bracha he's answering. So then, there's no Amen Yisayma. What is an Amen Yisayma? An Amen Yisayma is when a person doesn't know what he's answering to. That's a bracha. It doesn't have an Aveim. He doesn't hear it. He doesn't know what he's answering. He's just saying Amen in the air, and he doesn't know what's going on. That's called an Amen Yisayma. And according to this sheet, there's also a Chumra and a Kula. The Chumra, namely, that if he doesn't know what he's answering, so even if he's not Mechuyev B'davar, he walks in a room and hears a bunch of people answering Amen, he doesn't know if the person's saying, again, a shahakol, mine mezainis, an ashriyata, he doesn't know, he just hears people answering Amen. According to this second shita, which is the Rashi and Tosfos and Brachas, according to this second shita, it will be usher to answer the Amen. He doesn't know what he's answering to, that's called the Amen Yisayma, it doesn't have an Ave. And this shita will have a Kula as well, namely, that if he knows what he's answering to, I feel he's mechuyev b'davar. I feel he has a chiyuv to be yotze, this bracha, but it's not called yisayma because he knows what he's answering to. It has an aveim. It's not yisayma. He knows what he's answering. So now, we have two shitas. According to the first way of looking at it, everything depends on if you're mechuyev or not. If you're mechuyev, it's called amin yisayma when you didn't hear. If you're not mechuyev, it's not an amin yisayma, even though you didn't hear. According to the second opinion, if you know what you're answering, that's not an amin yisayma. If you don't know what you're answering, then it's an amin yisayma, irregardless of whether you're mechuyev or not. Clear? Now, let's come to our Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see as follows. The Shulchan Aruch paskened like the first opinion that we said, that it depends on whether you're mechuyev or not. The reason why is because the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say like this, the Rambam says like this, the Yerushalmi is mefurish like this, according to these poskim. So the Mechaber paskened that everything depends on mechuyev v'davar. If you're mechuyev in the bracha and you didn't hear it, it's called an amen yisayim. If you're not mechuyev and you didn't hear it, then it's not called an amen yisayim, even if you don't know what you're answering. Fine. And the Ramah, he didn't take sides. He said there are machmirim, that even if you even if you're not mechuyev, but you don't know what it is, it's an amen yisayim. And from the Ramah, it seems that you have to be machmir like all the opinions. That unless you are not mechuyev, and you know what you're answering, then it's you can't answer any bracha that you didn't hear the bracha. Fine? Now, so let's see that inside. Says the Mechaber further. V'lo yana, we're at the end of Sif, of page 296 in the Mechaber. V'lo yana amen yisayma da'ainu shu chayev bebracha achas. And amen yisayma means that he's chayev in the bracha, v'shliach sibur mevarech reisa, and the shliach sibur is making the bracha, which agav is mashma that chazar sashat is called, he's not mechuyev, okay, forget about that. He's chayev bebracha achas. He's chayev in a bracha, and a person, shliach sibur, or anybody else, is making the bracha to be mitziyim. The zeh einu shayma, and he doesn't hear the bracha. He doesn't hear the bracha. So that we said is an amin yisayim. He's mechuyev, and he didn't hear it. And here the Mechaber says, afal pi sheyodea eiz bracha mevarech shliach sibur, even though he knows what he's answering, me'acher shliach shama'a, Loyana achav amen. Since he didn't hear it, he can't answer amen. So that is the formula to be an amen yisayma, is he didn't hear it, and he's mechuyev in the bracha, he was trying to be yaitse, and since he didn't hear it, he's not allowed to answer amen to have a amen yisayma. That's an amen yisayma. Hagah says, yesh machmirin. There are machmirin, dafilu eina mechuyev bo'et bracha, even if he's not mechuyev in the bracha, loyana amen. It doesn't depend on whether you're mechuyev or not. Amin Yisayma is defined as whether you know what you're answering. So even if you're not mechuyev, but if you don't know what you're answering, yim'enu yodeya, there is a bracha kai. If you don't know which bracha you're up to, the shliach sibur is up to, the zen nami mikri amin yisayma. That's also called an amin yisayma, and to mimeli he would not be allowed to answer. And then we said, like we mentioned briefly in the beginning, that there's another definition of an amin yisayma, which is that he waits too long to answer. Let's see that further, and then we'll see all the Mishnah Berurot together. V'lo yamtin im anias ha'amin ela miyad shekala habracha yan amin. A person should not wait to say amin. He has to say it right away as soon as the chazan says it. So we can't say it too early, because that's an amin chatufa, but we can't wait too long either. That's an amin yisayma. Let's see the Mishnah Berurot, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. Shu Chayev. So now I mentioned briefly that in the Shita of the Mechaber, that an Amin Yisayim is defined as he didn't hear it, and he's Mechuyev B'davar, we have a Machlokas if Chazar Sashat is called Mechuyev B'davar or not. Pasha, you davened already, Yishmon Esrei, so you're not Mechuyev. You're supposed to listen to Chazar Sashat, that's not called Mechuyev. Or maybe, since you have to listen to Chazar Sashat, maybe you are Mechuyev. We'll see that later in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see now, Tivkat Lamed Aleph. Das Mechaber, the opinion of the Mechaber is the davka imroitze letzeis beeze bracha shu chayev. Only if he wants to be yoitze a bracha that he's chayev in. Kagoin, for example, shu etze letzeis yedei tefila. He needs to be either amaret, he's yoitze with the chazar sashat, or a kiddush. He wants to be yoitze kiddush, a chay gavna, or something of the like. Aval im enem chayev. But if he's not chayev in the bracha. Kagoyin, shekavai is palal atzma. He davened already. So he's just listening to Chazar Sashat to be yaitzeh the tekana of Chazal, but not that he's mechuyev in a tefillah. After mitzvah ho'adam lishmoya Chazar Sashat, even though he's supposed to listen, Mikol Malkum ain't a love chiyuv batzmius a bracha. He's not mechuyev in this bracha. And Mimela, so that's not called mechuyev b'davar, and that's not shayev, and I'm in Yisayma. So if, even if he, it's an amazing thing, he's listening to Chazar Zashat, he's spaced out. He didn't hear one thing. He didn't hear the chazan. He didn't hear, he doesn't know what the chazan's holding. He's really, he's out there. But he hears the tzibur answering, I mean, according to the mechaber, he could answer. No problem. Not an amin yisayma, because he's not mechuyev b'davar. And according to the mechaber, it's only called amin yisayma if he's mechuyev b'davar. So even he didn't hear it, and he didn't know what it's up to. But the only one saying amin, say amin with him. That's according to the mechaber. But kol shekein, and a kol shekein, I mean, who's he stam bracha is the alma? Stam, you walk into the coffee room and a guy's making a bracha and you don't know what bracha he's making. It's a shackle, it's a mezainas, it's a ashayat. You don't know what he's up to. But you hear the people around, they're saying, amen. So you can answer with him, no problem. Because if you're not mechuyev, I feel you didn't hear. And I feel you don't know what he's talking about, you could answer amen. This is the shita of mechab. Mutter, ledat, mechaber, lanais, avshu, ena yodeyal, eza bracha loina. It's permitted according to the mechaber, even though you don't know what you're answering to. You hear other people answering amen, you answer with them. And the Ramah in the Haggah, Palik. He disagrees with this. Like we said before, according to the Ramah, we have to be machmir according to the opinions that say that an amen yisayma ein le'aveh means he didn't hear it and he doesn't know what the bracha is. According to him, it doesn't matter you're not mechuyiv in the bracha. If you don't know what you're answering amen to, you can't say amen. It's usr. It's an isr of amen yisayma. V'oyser afilu b'chol ha-brachas. All the brachas. He's mamish not mechuyiv. Forget about the chazar sashat. Even if it's a shackle, you don't know. It's in the coffee room. But you're not allowed to answer. Im enu yodeyal eze bracha hoin. If he doesn't know the bracha that he's answering amen to, then he should not say amen. Sivkat lamed beis. This is the Ramah. The Ramah said, even though he no, I'm sorry, this is the Mechaber. If you're Mechuyev and you didn't hear, you're not allowed to answer, even if you know what you're responding to. Ukagoin, how does he know what they're up to? I mean, he didn't hear, so how does he know what they're up to? So like we mentioned before, he's holding Cheshbon. Kagoin Shumakil, if he's Seder HaBrachas, he can tell according to the order of the Brachas. He's counting on his fingers, the first Bracha, the third Bracha, the second Bracha, the third Bracha. He knows what they're up to, Al Pi Cheshbon. And Mimela, even though he didn't hear it, so he knows, so he still can't answer according to the Mechaber. Let's say he was listening, and he just didn't hear the end of the Bracha, but according to the Mechaber, if he's Mechuyiv, and he didn't hear it, he's not allowed to answer. Even if he knows what he's answering. Fine. Lamed Gimel. This is going on the Ramah. It's hard. We keep switching back and forth. This is going on the Ramah. The Ramah says that if you know, it's not called Amen Yisama. And if you don't know, it's called Amen Yisama. And you have to be machmir. He's not saying that we paskin like this opinion. He's saying you have to be machmir like this opinion, which means you also have to be machmir like the Mechaber. Yeah, im inu yodeya. V'im yodeya al eze bracha hu oineh. Mutter lana is b'chol ha-bracha. Then it'll be mutter to answer any bracha. So I come out, halacha l'maisa, if you want to be machmer like the Ramah, the only time you're going to answer a bracha that you didn't hear is if you're not mechuyev in the bracha and you know what the person's saying. You know the person's saying. You walk into the coffee room and he's making a bracha and you see he's holding a cup of coffee. So even though you didn't hear, you just see everybody... you hear everybody saying amen, but you see he's holding a cup of coffee, obviously it's a shackle. So then you could answer, because you're not mechuyev, so according to the mechaber, it's not an amen yisayma. And you know what he's saying, so according to the haggah, it's not an amen yisayma. So even though you didn't hear it, you could still say amen. But anything else, either you didn't know what he's answering, or if you're mechuyev in it, and kol shekein, if you're mechuyev and you didn't know and you didn't hear, you got all the problems, so then that's certainly a problem of amen yisayma. Now, let's talk about this Chazar Sashat issue. We mentioned before, the Mechaber holds, that Chazar Sashat is called Yunat Mechuyev. Yeah? Which would mean that if you know what they're up to, you just didn't hear it, so then you could be Yotze all the Chumras. Yeah? You're not Mechuyev, so it's not called Amin Yitzayim according to the Mechaber. And according to the Ramah, if you know what they're up to, you better pay attention at least this much. You know what they're up to, then you could answer, because it's not called an Amin Yitzayim. Yeah? Vafilu mechazaret hashatz, even shekavar is palo, he already davened. Ena mechuyev be'etzem abroch, he's not mechuyev. So he's called ena mechuyev b'davar, as long as he knows what they're up to, he's yotze al b'chumr. Now, there's machmirim. Others say, the chazaret hashatz is called your mechuyev b'davar. Since you have a chiyuv, you're in the shul, and the shul has a chiyuv, every person has to think, I'm one of the nine people who are listening, nobody else is listening, I'm one of these nine people who is listening. You have a chiyuv to think like that. So you're making the chazaras hashat. And it's kilo your mechuyuv in the bracha. This is the takana of chazal to make a chazaras hashat. You're mechuyuv in the bracha. So since you're mechuyuv in the bracha, so then we have, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you're mechuyuv, it's always called Raman Yisayimah if you don't hear. It's always called Raman Yisayimah if you don't hear. Which is a merdek azach. It means the person has to pay attention. He has to be listening carefully. Make sure he hears all the words of the chazan. Because if he's not going to hear, and then he's going to answer, I'm in Yisayma. Big problem. The age me'achreinim shemachmirim b'chazaras hashatz, but they're machmirim chazaras hashatz, but sviluhu, they hold, the mikavim, the tikkun rabbanan, shiakzer shliach sibur ha'tfilom, afilu kulam yispalulu, kilu mechuyavim bo'isa bracha karinan luhu. Even though everybody daven, but since Chazal made a takana that you have to do it again, that's kilu v'mechuyav, and they're called mechuyav in the bracha, and then he's not allowed to answer if he didn't hear. Even if you know what the shliach tzibur is up to, unless you heard the shliach tzibur himself. Now, let's talk a lot. This is practical. This is ma'isim b'chol yom. It could happen the chazan wasn't patient, the oilam was saying baruch uvuk shemoy, and you couldn't hear him. It could happen that the oilam started saying amen too fast, and you didn't hear the end of the bracha. It could be some of these pieces. Not for a minute. This is serious. This is mamash ma'isim b'chol yom. So what do we do? The shitas that hold you're called mechuyav b'davar. If you didn't hear the words, it's an amen yisayma to answer. There she says, it's, you know, it's not called mechuyav b'davar. So if you didn't hear, as long as you know what the chazan's up to, then you could answer. How do we pass it? Lamaita, how do we pass it? Yeah.
So it's not
clear
whether you're
mechuyav b'davar. It's a machlokas, since you davened already, it's not called mechuyav b'davar. You're obviously supposed to listen, but that's not called your mechuyav in the bracha. Or, no, since there's a chiyav to make chazar at the shat, even though you davened already, but this is a new chiyuv, and you're supposed to be listening. Yeah, you're being yotzer to chazan, or whatever exactly the chiyuv is, not the etzim shmonasi, the tekanas chazar sashat, whatever it is, you're listening to be yotzer. So there's a machlokas, it's not pashit, and it's a big nafkamina, it's a nafkamina of a maestr. So what do we do? So he says, l'chadchila avada, do your best. Try to hear all the words of the chazan. Pay attention. Don't get distracted. Know what you're answering amen to. That's l'chadchila without a shaila. That's what you should do. That's what's an Erlich Chaya does. He pretends like he's one of the nine people. He can do like the Eliyahu Rabbah says. There was a shita. I shouldn't say this for Rabbin, but there was a shita. The Rav Menachem Azariah was one of the early achrayim, and he held that it's mutter to learn during chazar tashat. As long as you pay attention to the soif bracha, that it shouldn't be an amen yisayma. Okay, I shouldn't tell you that. But I'm going to tell you the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's a mitzvah of avera, and if you did shnei mikra vecha targum at the same time, then you're not yotze, you have to do it again. I want to bring out a point. The Eliyahu Rabbah brings down this Menachem Azariah. And he then says as follows. He says, listen, even though the Menachem Azariah gave a heter, first of all, there's reasons not to, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that people are going to learn from it, the Amratzim, and they're going to be mezalzel and chazar hashat. They see the Talmidei Chachamim don't care, they're learning, so we also don't care, we'll shmooze. Okay, that's a big issue, and that's why it's us here. That's Pshat and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, but he says another thing, a Amr deGazak. He says that Reb Menachem Azariah himself said that, who are we fooling over here? You think you were Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei? Who has Kavanah there? You know why you have to hear Chazar Tashat? Because you are Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. You're an anal bucky. You think you're bucky? You got to sit there, you say the words. You're an anal bucky. You weren't Yotzei yet. You got to hear again. Listen to the Chazan, please. You think you're putter. Listen to the Chazan. Be Yotzei again. Give me another chance. That's the Eliyahu Rabbah. So Meredith, listen. Okay, Al Kapon, we got to be listening to the Chazar Zashat because we got to be listening to the Chazar Zashat. Do your best. It could be, in a way, it's easier asking me if you didn't do it, you didn't concentrate on your own, you're going to concentrate on the Chazar. In a way, it's easier because you're listening. If you follow along in the Siddur and you make it an avoid of answering Amen, especially if you're answering Amen the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have Kavana, that you have Emunah in what he said, and it's true, and Halvai, yeah, then for sure, it's a big avoid. You gotta get your brain exercises before you come to Shul. That's also okay. I hear what you're saying. If you're so attentive, you'll do it right the first time in your own shul. I say, okay, Al Kapanim, it's certainly something to work on. And that's Leisman de Palik. So now, that's Lachat Chila, Avadil. Now, but B'di'evid, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that Lamaisa, there are Poiskim that say that you're not Mokhiyev B'davar. So, if you didn't hear, as long as you know what he's up to, you could still answer. Well, you could still answer. That's what he says. So let's see this inside. V'yesh v'achrush l'zeh l'chadchila. L'chadchila leiz man d'palag. You should certainly pay attention, hear every word, answer amen. L'zayer l'shmoya kol abrochis shmona esrei mipiash l'yachzibur gufa to hear it from himself. V'gam b'lav hachi mitzvah l'chavi. Listen, anyway, it's a mitzvah to listen. That everybody agrees. You're supposed to be listening to the shas. L'shmoya b'rkaz esh l'yachzibur k'zil l'il sev dalet. Okay, let's talk b'di'evit. That's, you know, people, we make mistakes and we're full of weaknesses. So let's talk about b'di'evit also. B'di'evit, afilu im lo yishama rak shiyoda eze bracha mishman esri misayim ha-shliach tzibur. If he didn't hear, he knows what the shliach tzibur is up to, then yana amen. He should answer amen. Kevin shekavari's palo ba'atmei. Since he already davened, we look at it b'di'evit like you're not mechuyev b'davar. And you should answer. However, if you don't know what the chazan's up to, don't fool yourself. Don't answer amen. If you don't know what the chazan's up to, you lost track, and you hear the tzibur is answering amen, don't answer amen. Because it's an amen yisayma. That's according to everybody, it'll be an amen yisayma. Not pasha. Okay, let's go further. The second definition of an amen yisayma we said was that a person didn't answer immediately after the chazan. What does it mean immediately, says the Mishnah Berurah? Miyad taychede dibur kedibur dami. Taychede dibur, within the time it takes to say shalom alecha rabbi or shalom alecha rabbi or moiri, that's considered to be kede dibur. V'shir taychede dibur hu machloikas apayskim, it's a machloikas. Yesh aymim shloisha tevois, some say it's three words. Yesh aymim arba tevois, and some say it's four words. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that there's tears in the Mishnah Berurah, and in more places he says that it's taka three words, so you have to be machmer, that taikadei dibur is three words, and make sure you say amen within the amount of time to say shalom alecha rebbe, which is a matter of seconds. After that time period that the taikadei dibur is over, he shouldn't say amen anymore, it's too late. That's an Amin Yisayma. And like we said, Amin Yisayma doesn't have an Aveim. Here, this bracha, this Amin doesn't have an Aveim. It's separated from the bracha because of the Taikadei Dibur. There is one exception to this, which we'll go into more detail later in Sifyut Aleph, which is the Tzibur. If there's a big Tzibur, a lot of times the Tzibur will be Marich and the Amin. So you have an extended period of time, Kol Zaman, that Rov of the Tzibur is answering Amin. Then you can still answer amen with him. Uvat tzibur kaimulan, we paskin da ad shekalu roi vat tzibur lanais amen hu adayin b'chol abrocha umutzer l'chol echad lanais imayim. Then everybody can answer with him as long as roi vat tzibur is still saying amen. Bain v'sif yud alav v'vir alacha. We'll see more details in this din. Next. We said that he should say it right away as soon as the chazan finished. It says in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey. This is a very common thing, especially in the Yomim Neirayim, that the Chazan will sing the Chazaris, he'll sing, excuse me, the Kaddish. And in Kaddish, we have something a little bit different than other brachas. And Kaddish is a tefillah, like we mentioned before, but there's a command from the Shach, Vimru Amin, that the Tzibur should answer Amin. So really, the tefillah is over as soon as he says, Damiran Ba'alma, Lamashal. Yeah? So the V'imru Amin is not really part of the tefillah. So the Poskim say over here that if the Shliach Tzibur finished saying Da'amir and Alma, and then he's singing away Vimru Amin, that you should say Amin right away. Don't wait for the Vimru Amin, because the Vimru Amin is just a command, but the Tefillah is finished, and you have to say the Amin to the Tefillah, not to the command Vimru Amin. Yeah, so if it's, I think if it's a normal nusach that Vimru Amin, it's short that a little bit, but sometimes you have, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, actually singing like a song, and then it could actually be a very long hefsek, then it becomes a problem, then it becomes a shaila. Yeah? The Davke Marek Harbe B'Nigun, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Davke Marek Harbe B'Nigun, it's a long nigun, not stum, the nusach, I think so. The Davke Linyan Kaddish, now this is only by Kaddish, where we're talking about there's a tefillah and then there's a command to say Amen. But if the brach itself is being schlepped out, he really schleps it out, schmacka. Yeah. So you wait until he's finished. You have to wait. Which sometimes, if the chazan, he sounds like a nice chazan, he likes to sing. But it's really not, a skilled chazan will not do this because he's makshul at tzibur, because they don't always listen so carefully, and they will answer before if he schleps it out. So anyway, but if he is schlepping it out, you yourself have to know that he is to pay attention, wait till you hear the end of his word, and then answer him. But don't answer too much later either. Yeah, aval ima shliach tzibur marach b'shar bracha b'seifa b'ezen nigun loyan amin, he shouldn't answer amin kol zman shloisayim as etzim ateva shalav bracha, until he actually finishes the word of the bracha, he shouldn't say amin. And if he's, it sounds like if he's marach in the nigun afterwards, that doesn't matter. But if he's finished the word itself, you should say amin. Fine. And then the fourth amin we're talking about tonight, we had an amin chatufa, an amin Kitufa, an Amin Yisayma, now up to an Amin Kitsara. We shouldn't say an Amin Kitsara either. Layana Amin Kitsara back in the Mechaber, Ella Arucha Kitsas. It should be a little bit extended. Now, what is the shear of the proper Amin? Kadesh Yugal Loimar Kael Melech Naaman. The amount of time it takes to say Kael Melech Naaman. Amen. He shouldn't make it too long. If he says Amin for too long, then he loses the sound of the word. So you have to be careful not to extend it too much. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. We'll stop here. Lamed Vav, Amen Katara, Mipnei Nirash, Adayma Lav Kemasa. It looks like a burden. He's getting rid of it. Amen. Just wants to throw it out. Abba Kadesh, you call it. Should be long enough to say Kel Melech Naaman. Kizel Pirush Reishal Amen. That's the Pirush. That's another Kavana. When a person says Amen, he should think Kael Melech Naaman. So Mimela, he should say it the amount of time that it takes to say the words Kael Melech Naaman. The Kanabas of Gimel Vu Rashi Tevush Shabbat. The Rashi Tevush Amen is Kael Melech Naaman. We'll stop here. Have a good night.